and the artist for most of the actual the book itself. My handwriting is awful. Let me just check that again. Hi guys and girls, and here we are with the Watcher Australia Day special. I'm Mike.
I'm Nath.
And we're here to talk about all things Aussie comics. So we've got a batch of comics in through the mail, and we're going to be going through them, giving a bit of a rundown, and letting you know what's currently happening in the Aussie scene. Yep. So we've got a whole bunch of stuff through, digital and physical.
Yes.
And all the physical copies. I mean, I don't think it's worthwhile printing out the digital copies and sending those out. But, yeah, all the physical copies that we have, which is about a good dozen comics, I think.
Yep.
We will be sending out to a very lucky winner, and we'll let you know how to get into that, at the end of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Dean and Em aren't here because in typical Australian fashion, they've gone walkabout. So we're not too sure where they are. Hopefully they're still within the state, but who knows? They could be, one could be in Perth and one could be at Ayers Rock right now. So,
well, that's right. I mean, and no doubt wherever Dean is, he'll be performing.
He will be.
He will be performing at the highest level.
I still call Australia home. So,
all right.
So,
yeah. Well, should we jump straight into it?
Let's get into it. We've got plenty to go. So,
yes.
Hold on to your butts and enjoy the review of Australiana.
Now, we may not be on Australia Day that you'll be listening to this because we are running a bit late. We managed to. I actually meant the last comic we got, I received last night.
Oh, good.
So we just made it in time.
Yeah. That's the Aussie way.
Yes, it is. And it is the Aussie, oi, oi, oi edition. So we just made it in.
Who's going first? Yes.
All right, hang on. Paper, rock, scissors.
Yep, you
know, yep. Beware, this is kind of thrilling for your home listeners.
It really is.
Ready?
One, two, three. Scissors.
Scissors by two.
Yep. One, two, three. Oh!
Double rock! And everyone knows you've got to avoid
one,
it
two,
again.
Three. Oh! I'm going first.
You're going first. So yep. Just for those at home, Nath went for paper. I'm not going for paper. Yep. It'll be a double paper. There'll be paper cuts everywhere. I went for a rock.
Yep.
Just being repetitive.
And I say, to hell with it.
Which
is the first comic that I'll be reading today. Segway!
Nicely done.
Yes, thank you very much. It's actually, I'm pretty sure I'm dying, to hell with it, which is by Scott Reed, or on the actual cover, it's Scott R. Now, for those of you that are familiar with Scott's work, last Aussie special, I actually did the I'm Pretty Sure I'm Dying book, which I thoroughly loved. And this is great because this is part one of three. So, Scott, you better get going on the next one because I really want to read it because at the end it's fantastic. So this is picking up with our character once again. Now he's moved in with some friends, which is pretty much what happened at the end of the last one.
Yep.
After he broke up from his girlfriend. So the last one was very much autobiographical. M would probably say that a lot better than I did right now, and Dean would chastise me for saying it that way. So glad they're not here, but I chastise myself, so that's fine. But essentially,
it really did.
Multiple personalities. But essentially what it is he's having to move out, and so he's looking for a new place. But at the same time, because of how he's feeling and what's happened before, he's created this metaphor which has caused a giant sinkhole in Fitzroy, and which is a dimension to another universe.
Now, I've always wondered with the metaphor, is there a meta three and a meta five?
I don't know, but I think meta four is the beginning of a new dimension. So, so 4D instead of 3D would be a meta four.
Which is why they say go forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So he goes to to have an interview at a new share house. And anybody who has a new share house will find it quite amusing because some of the questions that they ask is like, do you like dogs? Actually, no, don't answer that question. You know, how many people have you killed? How many beers have you had today? You know, if you had to lose a limb, which would you choose, et cetera, et cetera. So they're pretty, it's a lot of fun. The thing that I find interesting is that there is a character in the shared house and his name is Matheson. And I'll just, I'm just showing Mike there.
Yep.
Don't you think that that's a sneaky resemblance to a certain, Mitch from All Star there? It does look like him. I do wonder whether that is, Mitch trying to get his face in once again into another comic. So it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest.
Michael Davidson appearance.
Michael Davidson, yeah, a.k.a. Michael Davidson of Comics and Things.
Comics and Things,
Comics
correct.
And Things, according to a certain other person named Larry Boxshell. So anyway,
reading his stuff on Facebook lately. It's absolutely gold. If you get a chance, check it out.
Check out, yeah, Larry Boxshell.
I really want to buy him that giant playing card.
Everybody does, I think. I think there's a Kickstarter that's going forth for that one. So anyway, the FBI tracked down our lead character, and they're blaming him completely for this new sinkhole, which has produced some tentacles within Fitzroy, and it pretty much leaves it there. So this is a great book once again, story and art by Scott Reed. Great book. It's helped with the production of Squishface Studio, which is a great studio, and they produce some really rad stuff. So
they just celebrated another birthday as well.
They certainly did. Mm. So happy birthday, Squishface. And, yeah, if you're check it out in your local comic book store. And if you can't get it, you can check it out on the webpage, which is Scott R. at bigcartel.com. So you can check it out there.
Ask for it by name.
Ask for it by name. Or check it out at scottpreed.com.
Lovely. All right, we'll jump onto mine. And what I think I'll do is, because I've got a mix of both, we'll go on to Digital Land. And I'll have a look at Bullock Gal 7 and 8. So Andres Bergen, who is our mate over in
Japan.
And so he shot us through the latest 7 and 8. Now, if you read any of the previous Bullock Gal comics, it's definitely got a great style to it. I mean, it's basically it's photo imagery used and kind of in very, very different ways too. Not even just comic art. It's a lot of different types of artwork that, I mean, every issue, certain elements looks quite different too. So the story is continuing on through there with Bullock Gal, and I think it's issue 7. I think they had a bit of a mind fart right there. So good.
You're editing.
No, well, they had a bit of the launch at Classic Comics. They had a bit of footage in there as well of what was going on there. It's been quite a good book, and I've been following it along when I can. So if you like a bit of comedy and just a little bit of black humor in parts, for me, then check it out. So 8 is the latest one to come out. So you've got another 7 before that if you can pick them up. And I think with these as well, you can also pick them up, if not online. There's a few stores I think have got it in there as well.
Yep, so
I think
absolutely
All Stars would have that.
Good local comic book store. If not, ask for it. They'll get it in, I'm sure.
Yes, and just that being said too, with All Star, keep an eye out. I'm sure very soon we'll be hearing when the new store will be opening as well in Queen Street.
Mm.
So keep an eye on that. As well as Bullock Gal, if we just go through the whole IF Comics library there.
Yes.
We've also got Trister and Holt, which once again, very similar style. Andres is doing the art and pictures on that as well.
Art and pictures.
Words and pictures. Wow.
Art and pictures and maybe words.
Yeah, art, pictures and images.
Yes.
I think he's doing all three of those. Ooh.
Mike's on a roll.
once again, all in a very kind of similar style. So check that out as well. If nothing else, the comic, the covers themselves are all kind of very different in the way they kind of pushed forward as well, the different kind of imagery that he likes to use.
Yep.
So the last one that I'll do for If Comics, of course, is Bulletproof Kid number 3, which is written and drawn by Matt Kime. See, I put writing in that time, not just drawing.
You're amazing.
So number 3 has just come out, and it continues the story on there. Now, I really like Matt Kime's style that he uses. It's kind of got like a traditional kind of older style comic feel to it, which is cool. And it's cool seeing these characters develop, especially Bulletproof Kid, because he's not quite as confident as he could be as yet. He's only new to the game. But yeah, the story progresses on. I'm not going to give anything away. But you can see more and more of a Rogues Gallery building here. So it's going to be really interesting to see where this will be in about a year's time. So there's another one for you to jump onto. Now, if you want to check out anything, any of the ones I've just mentioned, go to If Comics. They're on Facebook as well as the interwebs, and have a look what they've got to offer. And once again, they can be available not only in physical comics, but also digital. So have a look and check that out. So that is my If wrap-up.
Digimon. Digital Master. Excellent.
Good Digimon.
Job. Wow. Let's move on to something still pretty rad, which is the Crayfish number 2. So this is pretty good. We've got it from Cameron and Adam and also Darren. Darren Close is jumping in on this one, which is pretty cool.
Mm.
So anyway, we're continuing on with another single story of the Crayfish, which is happening on King Island and is set in 1950. Our character, the hero of our book, is he's investigating something that's going on within a mine on King Island, there's some good old French. They're stealing something in the mine.
Cheese.
Might be. Ancient cheese. No, not really.
Uh-huh.
But, he's... it was a shame. You know, there was a couple of action scenes there where they're surprised. I would have liked to have seen, or sacre bleu! But we didn't see that. So just tip for you guys. We'd like to see more.
I'd like to see 60s-style Batman, the word croissant, written like damn. But
we do get some clangs and some clinks. It would have been really cool to see. I know nothing. it's a rad read. Great art. It's a good fun story. And I really dig this. I liked Crayfish 1. We also get to see a little bit more of the mysterious woman at sea. She's just sort of, it's a little bit like Ghost Cat, but it's not Ghost Cat. It's a...
It's more of an apparition.
It's an apparition of a woman at sea. So still nothing yet, but looking forward to seeing the next one, because it does say to be continued. So looking forward to that.
Nice.
I won't give anything away. And some great pinups at the back from Nathan Jackson, Nick Lawson, Dan Waits, and Michael Sanford. So lots of fun. And sure enough, there's the Bulletproof Kid at the back.
See, continuing on.
Absolutely. Segway. So, yeah, that's the Crayfish number 2. Get onto that and check it out. You can check it out on Facebook, which is the Crayfish Comic Book. So facebook.com/thecrayfishcomicbook. Thank you. That's me.
Lovely. All right, I've got another one, and this is quite a small book, as Nathan can see right in front of me. It's probably about, what's that size? It's
less than A5.
Less than A5.
Yes. It's a pocketbook. Oh, passport.
It is a passport.
It's a passport.
And it's by Scotty Reed once again.
Ooh.
So now what this... I read this stuff like... This is a story and art by Scott Reed. And it's basically, I want to try and make sure I pronounce this correctly, but Malum Sturmenta. Sturmenta.
Is that a spell from Harry Potter, or?
I think it's a spell, not necessarily from Harry Potter.
Right, okay, like good. I'm glad, because that's not Scott Reed's, you know,
it's like a
style.
Box of tissues, but it's got kind of all this, you know,
ooh, it's a mystical box of tissues.
It is a mystical box of tissues.
Right.
You can't have just one.
Everybody needs a mystical box of tissues.
Now, as all good stories do,
yes,
this starts with a character sneezing.
Dean does. Has a mystical box of tissues.
And basically one of the characters is, you know, says, God bless you. And she's like, oh, why should I say that? I don't even believe in God.
Right.
Kind of thing. So she decides that she'll hail Satan instead.
Oh.
And by doing that, a demon comes out of one of the boogers. Wreaking havoc on the city. Now, I won't delve into it too much more. Needless to say, they do combat this massive demon in a very unique way. I'd say kind of similar to how, you know,
Scott Pilgrim.
No, Independence Day.
Oh,
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah. Just a little trick.
Welcome to Earth.
It's around. It's like thinking outside of the box.
Of tissues.
But more, well, no. It started with a tissue. They ended up in a pharmacy.
Oh.
Say no more.
Say no more.
But, yeah, it's quite a fun read. It's a short read, but you know what? It was just a funny idea. And yes. I reckon sometimes, you know what? If you just got a short story to get out there, there's no need to pad it any further. So, yeah, it was quite a bit of fun. It was actually completed last year of the Squishface 24-hour comic challenge.
Right. Yep.
It was part of that. So, yeah, that's a fun little read, and that will also be included in our little pack, which we're going out to one very lucky listener.
Tissue.
Now, it doesn't mean that you're already lucky, it just means you're potentially luckier once winning this prize.
That's the password book, not the mystical box of tissues.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, we haven't got a box of tissues to give away.
No.
I think that's, you know, just.
Yeah.
I think that blows. Maybe not the tissue, but the tissue does get blown.
I'll tell you what does.
The nose gets blown.
I tell you what does blow is no ghost cat in the next in the next book that I'm going to read from Craig Bruin, which is
my fault,
which is From Above, issue number 6. And it's funny because I was talking to Craig just recently, and he was concerned that he was worried that the book was starting to get stale. Right. And I can tell you right now that it is nowhere near getting stale, and I think it's just getting better and better.
He's keeping it fresh. He's keeping it wrapped up in plastic.
Yeah.
And it's not losing that freshness.
That's right. It really is. Sponsored by Glad, I think it says at the back.
You'd be glad.
Yeah. Everyone's glad that he's brought out number 6. He's already, I think he's now working through page 9 of 7.
Yep.
As we speak. So if you check out facebook.com/ from above comic book, you will find that he's always updating with like little snippets of what's happening and little tutorials on how things are going. So essentially what's happening here is our hero Gabe is haloing himself into a compound and taking on the bad guys once again.
Yep.
This time he's going up against some heavyweights and trying to stop, you know, tyranny from happening in future Earth.
Earth.
Which is always a rad place to be.
Mm.
And saving some hostages in the meantime.
Yep.
So the art is great. The story is great. Love the paneling. I always love his paneling. It's always reminiscent of a fun book. Without losing its creativity or edge, it's rad. The one of the fun things about this book too is that we've got a From Above the Backyard at the back of this book as well. No ghost cat again. Perfect opportunity. It's a backyard. Where is the cat? But we do have Gabe and one of the. I'm guessing it's probably one of Craig's pooches. In there as well, and it's a young Gabe in his backyard in the treehouse, and lots of fun, and I believe that he enjoyed this so much that we'll probably see future chibi Gabe in the backyard or from above.
It's definitely
the backyard
a fun style, isn't it?
Yeah, but this is the good thing about that I like about this book specifically is this is an all ages book. Very similar to Crayfish. I don't think there's anything in Crayfish. It's not an all ages book either. So that's what's great about these books is that they can be an all ages books and not worry about the little kids who might be wanting to get into comics and start something that's specifically Australian. Very great pinups at the back there from Chris McQuillan. Craig's got a couple in there himself, which is good. So very nicely presented book. So once again, number 6 from above. Get on it. You won't be disappointed.
Yep. Another one we've got from Scott Reed. This time he is working with Dean Gilligan. And this one, not as small as the other story that he did. It's probably about almost double the size, which wouldn't be hard, actually.
No.
So say half A4 almost.
Probably A5.
A5 size,
yeah. Half A4 is A5.
See, you know your terminology.
I know my folding.
You know your folding. this is Novikov's agent. This is the guy who is going to get, he's got a time machine. He's going to get back and kill Hitler.
Excellent.
Now what's happened is, as he prepares himself, he's dressed himself up like a Nazi soldier.
The damn Nazis.
Yeah. And he goes back in time only to find that he's there with like another, say, dozen or so other time travelers. You know, you kind of got little nods there. You see a DeLorean in there. You see a police box.
Yes.
Amongst others. And it's decided that only one of them can kill Hitler. Oh. So a battle ensues between all the time travelers. And needless to say, well, I shouldn't want to give it away.
It's a time lord war.
It is a time war. I'm not going to give away the ending, but quite funny, and is a good reason why history hasn't changed, and this is still fiction.
Oh,
yes, that's all I'll say.
It's a true story.
It's a true story.
It's a true story.
There you go. Because that never happened. Changed. It's become true.
It's become true. All time travel is true.
So once again, Scott Reed, and you can check out more work at scottpreed.com as well. So check it out, people. It's actually a really nice artwork, so I liked it. It was just a lot of fun. And once again, not a huge story, but you don't need a huge story to
tell a good story.
Exactly.
And nice presentation too. Like the color covers. It's one of the really nice things about all these books that we've got is the presentation on all of them. It's really getting, I mean, as technology gets on, it's getting easier to produce your own books, especially through digital printing, which makes it great. And you know, the expense is a lot less. And obviously the cost is a lot less for us punters to actually buy them as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Great presentation on all the covers, and I think that's, you know, it's really sort of left the benchmark of being up there with, say, some of the international comics now too. So yeah.
Well, the presentation is definitely getting really, I think they realize they've got to get more into it, as in to compete with, you know, the external international comics.
Yeah.
They need to kind of really get the presentation up and get people in on that front cover. I'll go through a couple more digital ones as well. So we've got Balaclava Junction, which came through.
Petticoat Junction, or is it?
Completely different junction.
Right, good.
Completely different. Now I just want to make sure I say this correctly, but I think it's Ted Janet.
Ted Janet.
Is the writer. And the art's done by Baruch Inbar. So hopefully I've spelled that. I keep saying spelling instead of saying. Terrible.
It's good. It's good that you're spelling stuff.
Yeah, I'm spelling it out for everyone. Yeah.
School's just started for all the kids, so maybe you could join them.
And also there's a backstory in it. It's done by Sarah Danahy. So hopefully I've said that correctly as well. But
we never profess to pronounce names correctly.
No.
never, ever.
Yeah, with Balaclava Junction, there's a lot of stuff that it's dealing with here. I mean, it's dealing with a lot about belief. It's mainly about Jewish characters and
social tones.
And just kind of how they deal with it, and they're questioning faith at times, which I think, you know, I think a lot of people do. I mean, especially in today's society, it's like there is so much going on, and how, you know, any belief can be taken to extremism as well. It's not just one. There are many, and you read anything, like, you know, any kind of Bible or book, there are always perception, and the way people can take things is completely different to what they mean. Anyway, I'm not going to get too heavy on it.
It's very deep.
But I really love the artwork. Baruch's artwork, I love the style. It was very, very cool.
I read this one too, and it's the detailing in it is exceptional. So
I mean, it's all black and white, but some black and white can look quite stark, while this one is really, the tones are done really well.
With some lovely light and shade.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the kids, like, you know, whenever young characters are drawn, I really enjoyed that too, you know, the bigger eyes and all that. And just
softness.
Yeah, really, really well done. And so you got a few chapters telling a story through here as well. And the backstory at the end, that's the artwork's done by Sarah, which is also really nice stuff. And that kind of fills up the book there. So I thought it was cool. I think it was really well done. So I'm curious to see what else that they'll be able to put out as well. So if you wanted to find out more about these guys, go to Jewish Comics Anthology, and that's comics with an X. And I'm sure you'll be able to locate what they're working on next, or you know, where you can get a copy of the comic, if so, as well. Now, I think they also said on the 19th of Feb they're doing a launch. So check that out, and you can probably pick up an actual issue of it as well and read it for yourself. I'll go through my last digital one that I have, and that is Eternal Life Part 1. And Karen.
Kazza.
Yeah. See, when I write people's names down, it's supposed to be Karen, but it looks like Kathleen. How? I don't know what I did there. The part of the E's missing. That's totally thrown me off.
We actually don't have our stenographer today, so they could have read it quite easily for us.
And you also got Paul Wong Pan is the artist.
Right.
So once again, nice art. This actually is all running in color and digital once again.
It's beautiful.
Once again, I don't know if it wasn't available. I could just get 4 pages of it. So from what I could see, it looked really nice. So I'm going to see if I can get myself a copy of that. I may just be having troubles with the interwebs. That could be just me.
It could be. You are still using AOL on a screaming dial-up modem. What's that all about?
Don't worry, I've got Internet Explorer. It's all going to be fine. All going to be fine.
You realize it's not 1996 anymore, right?
But look, I love the artwork, and I'm kind of intrigued to see where the story goes. So check that out. That's also available on Comixology too. So I may have to have a look to see if I can get it off there and read the full story. That being the case, when I do get a chance to do that, I might pop in and just give another rundown of that issue. All right.
Radio.
Nate, we'll jump back onto you.
Yes. I have my last two comics, so I might separate the two, even though they're the same title. So this is Extreme Power Extreme. That sounds like a drink, doesn't it? With tangerine. Power Extreme with tangerine. This is Extreme Champion Tournament. This is done by our pals Sean Paulette and Brendan Halliday, who are writing the script. And then we've got Jerry Gaylord and Gabriel Casada, who are doing the inks and the pencils. This is a rad book. This was something that we've known about for a while, and then they did a Kickstarter to get one going, but they did zero on their own. And this is Spartacus. It's the tale of Spartacus and how Spartacus is very similar to at first. It's very similar to Gladiator.
Mm.
He was actually born free, but then he became a slave to the Roman Republic. And no slave to the rhythm. Unfortunately, right. That would have been a dance off, not a gladiator fight in the Colosseum.
Yeah.
He's fighting with some of the legends like Castus and Thrax and Lucius and Marcus, etc.
Yep.
It's really fun. It's a fun you know, semi-violent, I would say, semi-violent book set in ye olde Rome days of gladiatorness.
A bit of ye olde.
Yep, and I hope they use that as a quote on their next book. So that was ye olde fight scenes of gladiatorness, okay? So, and then what happens is something happens to Spartacus, and then we jump to modern time. And in that modern time, they discover what looks like Spartacus's body.
Ooh.
And then they do a bit of a Jurassic Park to old Spartacus, launching him into the future. And Spartacus, at the very, very end, he may just be fighting in the new arena.
Yeah.
That's issue zero. Very exciting stuff. And well worth a look. Side note, Jerry Gaylord is also the franchise. So for anybody who might be on DeviantArt, he is the franchise. And I've been following him for years and years and years. I've actually got a sketch that he did for me of my favorite Firestorm character. And so, yeah, I was rapt to actually get to review these because it's super fun. So I'll talk about issue one in just a sec, and that's continuing on from issue zero, which is great.
Yep.
And also their Kickstarter as well, which is happening at the moment.
Lovely. Okay, so jumping back to myself, we have Left Hand Path. Now, this is done by Jason Franks, drawn by Paul Abstruse. And it's actually quite a good book.
Man, that's a killer combo, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. It's a killer combo right there.
Now, just to give it a quick rundown, basically this guy is summoning a demon.
You've got all the demon stuff.
I do have all the demon stuff.
What is going on with you?
He's managed to kind of call forward this demon, but he's standing in the wrong place. And he's just done everything wrong. So he emerges from his chest.
So you've got to stand in the right place. They never show that on Supernatural.
They never show you that. No.
There is actually a like an X on the ground or like a little star like Ellen DeGeneres has. You actually have to have a standing place. Otherwise, you're in trouble.
There's a time and a place.
Thank you, Jason Franks, for pointing that out. Because next time Mike's summoning demons, he'll make sure he's in the right place.
Yeah, not like the shit demon from. Jay and Silent Bob, though. I think that's there's only one place you can call that from.
Yeah.
Schithausen. back to the story.
Wow.
So this becomes part of the investigation where they're trying to find out what the deal is with this monster that's been released and is now running amok. And, so they're just trying to find out where it's come from in the streets of Los Angeles.
Ooh. So it's a international story.
Yes, it's the Unconventional Incidents Unit, UIU.
UIU. We all need a good acronym there, don't we?
But look, I love the artwork.
Acronym, that's right, isn't it?
It is right.
I think so.
Yeah.
Good, thanks.
The colouring is really nice too, so yeah, I'd like to see where we go from this. This is book one, so thus giving me the idea that a book two is on the way.
To be continued?
Yes. So Winter City Productions. Book one. So once again, and this is printed by Comic Books On Demand, which are doing quite a lot at the moment, I've got to say as well. And they do great work. So I'd be curious to see, what else comes out from these guys, because I mean, they've all been around for a while, and they've actually done another book that I'll be talking about shortly, which is the Melbourne Comics Quarterly. So but we'll jump onto that shortly. So the next book that I've got is the Aussie, Oi, 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 the last one to jump into our collection and the last one to jump and get into the prize pack, which once again, for that one lucky listener, all of these can be yours if you give us the correct thing that we require when we say it later.
Wow.
Is that clear?
Wow, your words are amazing.
I'm such a wordsmith.
You are.
All right, so Aussie, Oi, Oi, Oi is by Comic Oz. And basically, it's a collection of books that are currently running, some short gags, all that kind of thing.
So it's a bit of an anthology again.
It is a bit of an anthology, yeah. So you've got Seven, which I believe we talked about last year as well.
We did, actually, yeah.
That's one of the stories that start things off.
That's Alicia J doing Seven, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You've also got Job Done, Fat Assassin.
Fat Assassin. I like it.
Which Ben Michael Burns involved in that one, so you recognize a bit of his artwork.
I see some burgers in there, so there's definitely a Fat Assassin going on, for sure.
And it's a mix of black and white and color stories as well. The O-Girl and Splot Adventures. It's also
very anime.
Yeah, it's kind of different. It's kind of in between his usual panel work, so it's very different.
Yeah.
You've got another one, A Heap of Trouble.
That's from Owen Hemans, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Recognize his work.
Actually, yeah, I really like his work too.
It's very reminiscent of like Ginger Meggs and sort of that old Australian style.
It's a really nice cartoon style, so I do like that. You know, as well as that, you've also got It's a Jungle Out There, so by Hagen.
It really is. Cartoons. It really is. Did they play Welcome to the Jungle or not?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, no.
That's the only thing missing from that, from making that awesome.
Yeah.
It's great, but it could be awesome.
I understand.
Yeah.
We've also got a bit of Dean Rankin going on in here, some of his work.
It's not the Bunnies, is it?
It's not the Bunnies, no.
It's just Dean Rankin with a little bit of...
bit of humour.
Bit of Deanness.
So yeah, that's just to name a few of the ones we've got in here. So it really is just a nice little anthology, different art. And so yeah, like I said, you've got some colours, some black and whites, it's all in there. And it's not your standard comic book size, it's a little bit bigger, probably like your Mad comic.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
And you also got some stuff by Planar in here as well, which is just like, you know,
a bit of cartoony.
Small cartoon fare.
Oh, that's fun. I like it.
So definitely check it out. But just so you've got David Follett as the cover artist, Alicia Jade, as we said earlier, Mark Hobby, Ben Michael Byrne, Noel Kriminova, Owen Heitman, Lauren Metzler, Dean Rankin, Danny Zemp, Sarah Lang, and Peter Player. They're all the different artists that we've got in this issue. So if you get a chance, definitely check it out. You can check it out online, look for Comic Oz. And it's a nice bit of fun there, nice little anthology.
Nice presentation.
Thank you very much. I do try.
We like it. No, I was talking about the book.
Oh, right. Sorry. My mistake. And don't forget, these are all part of the prize pack, which is available for that one lucky listener. You know how much fun it is to say that to one lucky listener?
Really? Okay. Moving on to something really good.
Woohoo!
Other than a voiceover, Extreme Champion Tournament number one.
Number one.
Picking up right where we left off on the first one is Spartacus in the future.
Ah, so now we're back into the future.
He's fighting.
Back to the future.
Back to the future.
And when you said the future, we're talking current day or past current day?
We're past current day.
Past current day.
We're past current day. Yep. Because there's robots in here.
Mm.
And there's, maybe some cloning going on. Maybe some Jurassic Parkness with no dinosaurs, but humans instead, which I like. Spartacus is—he's pretty badass, and he's fighting, but he's getting a little bit of resistance as well. The interesting thing is, the great thing about this is that we've got a little bit of a backstory as well. Mm. Memories that he's that's coming back from his past. So it's kind of implying that memories are actually stored within DNA rather than within the brain itself.
Mm.
So even if you are cloned, that you can have these memories. Which is pretty rad. The fun thing about this is that we've got the commentators, which we've got Tom and Joe, and they're very much your very typical, hi there and welcome to Extreme Tournament. It really is that kind of, fun
promotion for ads in there and that voice. As
absolutely,
well.
Yep. It's very much a wipeout type, type out guys. Nice. So, lots of great art once again from Jerry Gaylord, and actually doing the inking this time is Penelope Gaylord, which is Jerry's wife,
right?
Okay. And she's been doing a lot of his stuff over the years. And I think that's what really makes a nice combo is having a partnership of penciling and inking who know each other's work really well. You know, sometimes you can get an inker that really kind of destroys the artwork or doesn't give the the credence or the essence that the pencil is looking for. So this this book comes out tops, and really tops is an 80s, nice 80s. I could have said ace as well.
Is that with two P's or the one?
Yeah, tops would be would not be the card collectors
right.
company.
So this or the one P?
Just the one P. Right, yep. Okay. So tops.
How many exclamation marks there?
Maybe three.
Ooh.
Yes, maybe. Tops. But once again, great art. Really love it. Well done. Well done to everybody involved. Once again, Sean Paulette and Brendan Halliday. So check it out. Oh, they've also got their Kickstarter, which is happening at the moment.
Right.
So you can check that out and get onto that there. And that's for issue two. It's a really low cost that they're looking for, which is predominantly for printing. In there, but you can check out this, which is their website, which is comicstomovies.com.au.
Yeah.
They've got plenty of pinups there that you can also grab, as well as probably a link to their Kickstarter, which I unfortunately don't have. Or you can check out their also, which is on Facebook, which is Extreme Champion Tournament.
Yeah.
Or
should have all the details for the Kickstarter.
Yeah, right? or their website, which is xct.com.au.
Lovely. Now, the final, I think it is the final book that we have for today, which was recently launched last week. I went along to the launch and had a bit of a chat with the guys there and did an interviewing for, shameless plug, 42 Geek Street, coming back in June.
What's that place? Yeah, it's a street, isn't it?
It's a street. Of geekness. Yeah. That's of geekness.
Is there 42 people 42 there?
42 of them.
42.
42.
Geek
not,
Street.
Not one less, not one more.
Geek Street.
Geek Street.
Not Fitzroy.
Not Fitzroy.
Don't remember.
I will not remember.
Eric Plannings.
But no, we were down talking to the guys and at their release of their first issue of the Melbourne Comics Quarterly. Now, what this is... it's a collection, so pretty much like in the style of 2000 AD,
yep.
Where you've got some stories that are putting in parts of existing comics, as well as some new stuff as well. So yep. Included in this, you've got From Above, That Bulletproof Kid. You've got a brand new Killer Roo story. You've also got A Part of Falling Star, and you've also got Pocky the Rabbit. Now, Pocky?
I say Pocky, can say Pocky. We'll ask Steve Boyd about that one.
Anyway, I'm going to go with Loki, so I'm going to go with Pokey.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
Pokey.
So, Boyd, if we get that wrong, please let us know, because you know how great I am at pronouncing words and stuff.
He won't hold back. He'll let us know.
I know. I'm looking forward to his response.
Yes. It'll be two fingers way up. You
know, I reckon you could be a bit of fun on the episode. What do you think?
Ooh, I think we're looking for trouble.
And once again, this was done by Comic Books On Demand. And really nice print. And I mean, all the stories are really, really good.
Is this a spin-off of From Above, or is this a continuing story? Is this a short story? Are these all short stories from?
It's all parts of a story. So
right.
I'm just trying to see. I think it's from one of the first issues that it's taken from, and what will happen is.
Oh, okay. Right. So this is kind of a lead into all the books that are.
Yeah.
All the book series are currently out there. Right,
some of these are actually continuing on.
Yep.
And then once they complete their story, then, you know, they'll be getting new artists, new stories in as well.
Right.
That being said, if this does well enough, there will be a supplementary coming out as well, which will also benefit new artists coming onto the scene and giving them a chance to showcase their artwork as well. So hopefully this will do really well, because I reckon I've got a good chance of getting into that supplemental book.
Excellent.
First things first, write a story.
Right. That's always good. Yeah.
It's always a good start.
From Above, is there any special guest appearance by Ghost Cat?
There is no Ghost Cat in this issue.
Once again, good book, great book.
Clearly it's my
fault. But not awesome.
you've got part of book two.
Yes.
For That Bulletproof Kid. Like I said, it's a new Killer Roo story.
I reckon you just get it just for that. Because it's been a while since we've seen a good scene.
Yeah, Daz has really been stepping up on the Killer Roo at the moment. Yep. And he's really getting him out there. And what's good about this story is that it's actually quite a different take, once again, of the Killer Roo character. And that was done by...
There's many kangaroos around.
Well, that's true, yeah.
There can be many stories.
So it's in this case, it's like you've got the beast within and the human side of him. And,
a bit like the Hulk.
Well, yeah. And then once the human element can't fight it any longer, the animal takes over and is just complete rage.
Sounds like my life.
And that's how it's currently going. So that's Paul Bedford did that story. He was the writer on that one.
Yeah.
I
hope you enjoyed his Transformers voice just then.
Yeah. And the artist was Sid Lane on that one as well. Colors by Maddie Taylor. I'll do a quick run through.
Maddie Taylor.
So Craig Bruin, of course, from Above. We all know who that guy is.
No ghost cat. Could have been great, but it's only good.
Matt Kyman, Gat Melvin for Bulletproof Kid. So you've got Bedford, Lena, and Taylor for Kilaroob has gone through that. Christian Arau for Falling Star, and nice. Steve Boyd for Pokey the Rabbit.
Woo-hoo!
Pokey Pocky. That's the way we should do it. Pokey Pocky.
And I think Nev did the editing on this.
Yes, he's the publisher.
Yep.
Editor is Alana Bruin.
Oh.
And
you know it's going to be good if it's Alana.
By Darren Close.
She's a taskmaster.
So, really great launch it was, by the way, as well. And, if you can get a chance, definitely grab a copy because it's a really nice print. And all the stuff, all the artwork inside looks great. So that is our roundup.
Wow. That's amazing.
It is an amazing roundup.
So much fun.
And also...
So much quality.
Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to throw in... From Above, issue 3.
Don't do it.
Into our prize pack.
Don't do it. That's an awesome.
Because
that's awesome.
In this book is Ghost Cat. Yeah.
See? Now you understand what we're talking about.
See? It's all there.
Yeah.
So
that's
right
not
now,
that's not a great book. That's an awesome book.
Now I'm putting that in. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10 issues, 10 Aussie comics right there for our lucky listener.
You know what's exciting? Mike can count. That's what's exciting right there.
Now, I do apologize because...
you're not giving
the Melbourne Comics Quarterly, that's mine.
Right.
That's mine. Yep. And it's a great issue.
Maybe just maybe. Just putting it out there, guys. Maybe they might throw one in for us.
Well, we'll check it out.
Yep.
Nev... Alana,
putting you on the skids here, but
let us know if you've got one to throw our way.
I'm sure
to whack in to make it 11.
Oh,
yeah,
lucky number 11.
We're going to put this thing to 11 if you guys can do that. Yeah. And
it's we'll not make seven; it part of the, it's 11.
Right. We'll make it part of the prize pack. Yeah. So that is on offer now. What we're going to be doing is during the week, once this recording has been put up, there'll be a photo of all of these books that we're putting into the prize pack. And what we'll do is, what you need to do is like. But I'll tell you what, if you make a comment of some kind, that's going to boost your chances, my friend.
I want to win.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to like, but you know what? Comment away. If you put a comment on this and like it, then you're in the running. And what will happen is anyone who does that, their names will go into a barrel. I'm currently building this barrel as we speak. And we'll pull out that very lucky name.
The board is...
and we'll announce the winner on the next show, which will be episode 90.
Oh!
It's the 90s special.
It's the we're going back to the 90s. Talking about time machines, we're going back to
wearing happy pants and everything.
Oh,
so,
I can't touch this.
No, you can't touch this. Not with a 10-foot pole. Dean was here, he would have made a joke about that, I'm sure.
Oh, poles.
Yeah. Yep. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put these comics into a nice little safe prize vault.
Oh, have you built the vault?
I'm building the vault again.
Right. Man, you do a lot of building.
I do a lot of building. It's usually with Lego. It's not very secure, but apart from that, it does hold things quite well.
I'm sure the TARDIS guy is shaking his head in shame. Why didn't you let me build one?
I didn't even use blue Lego.
It's
partially yellow Lego as well as the space Lego, which is mainly grey.
Absolutely.
Yellow and grey. It's quite a combo.
Chew on that, everyone.
It's not even on the watch of colours.
Chew on that, everyone.
Wow. All right,
well, that is a roundup. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope you do go out there and suss out the Aussie scene.
Yep.
So the next creators meet will be in Carlton.
That's for the Melbourne scene.
Melbourne scene, yep. And that'll be on the 7th of February.
Yep. So it's good to see that it's not just the Melbourne comic scene, which is quite flourishing now.
Mm.
It's also Sydney and also Brisbane.
Yeah,
so come on, South Australia and Perth, start getting up there and
trying to get this big brown lounge into a paperback.
Ooh, yeah. That would be interesting. An all Aussie special from all around the country.
Right. Wow. In a brown paper bag.
In a brown paper bag. Absolutely, the way it should be. With maybe just a little bit of oil stain from the pie that you had in there as well.
All right. Well,
we hope you enjoyed the Nathan Mike Aussie special.
Yeah. Thanks for listening in. And once again, if you want to find us, you can find us on
Facebook.com/WatcherPodcast or Twitter. At the Watcher Show, or you can find us on Instagram, which is Watcher Show, or you can find us maybe on a blog when we decide to update it. essentially, most of our stuff is on Facebook, so check us out there because we love to your likes and your comments and maybe you know your hate mail. Send that to Dean. That's at Dino Curie on Twitter. Don't forget to check out Em's new blog.
Yeah, her new page just went up recently.
Geekmaven.com, I think it is, or .com.au. Either one, just check them out, and hopefully one of those will take you to Em.
Yeah, you'll find that currently there's some stuff going on, and I'm on there with Em as well, so give you my support in a photo.
Showing his ring, his Green Lantern ring at that, right. Yes. Yeah. So,
I'm also wearing a man bag.
Oh,
so it's full of technical kind of recording gear.
You are a geek maven.
Yes. But yeah, no, definitely go check it out and see what Em has to offer on there.
Yep.
And if you need to find Nathan or myself.
Yeah, where can we find you, Mike?
You can find me at Mickey Toons on Twitter, Facebook, and The Real Mickey Toons on Instagram.
Yeah, yes.
Pretty much a homage to The Real Ghostbusters.
Really, it really is. It really is.
And Nathan?
You can find me, Nath from Watcher, on Twitter and updating the Watcher page, which is mainly me.
I throw on the occasional thing.
I know. Dean doesn't even look at it. M just likes stuff. So it's a team effort.
It is.
It really is a team effort.
All right. Well, guys, enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy the rest of your January.
Yes.
You know.
Even though it's not Australia Day, have a meat pie.
Yeah, be Australian.
Wear some thongs.
Yeah.
And maybe just wear an Aussie t-shirt because you can.
Yeah.
And say that you come from the land down under.
Ooh. I know what I'm putting into the start of this episode.
Yeah.
Bit of pipe magic.
Yeah. Don't worry about the sax. Worry about the pipe.
Yeah. But don't forget about the sax. Sax is coming back.
Yeah. Sax is back.
It is back. All right, guys. We'll catch you next time and we'll see you for episode 90 when we'll announce the winner of the prize pack.
That's supposed to be exciting, not scary.
Prize pack.